You're listening to Timeline from VPR Classical, a three-minute journey into music's history and characters. I'm James Stewart. The last decade of the 18th century was a time of incredible change in the Western world. The technological advances of the Industrial Revolution, the wars and upheaval of the Enlightenment, and the rise of scientific rationalization had eroded old certainties within the collective consciousness. In other words, when you question or change all the old rules of society, technology, politics, and religion, what are you left with? Well, you're left with yourself. At least that's the answer the Romantics gave. The term Romanticism is borrowed from literature. Historically, it's meant to describe work with adventurous subject matter and even more adventurous description. This is instinct over reason, heart over head, feeling over form. Imagination was the key to understanding the world, not faith or reason. The German painter Caspar David Friedrich expressed it this way: the artist's feeling is his law. Romanticism was a rejection of arbitrary rules, a surrender to nature, a fascination with the past, and above all, the age of the hero. Music expressed the ideals of Romanticism without needing to define words, objects, or even forms. The composer became the hero, with the ability to express emotions freely. The figure of Beethoven stood as the example. His symphonies are the blueprint of romantic expression, especially his Ninth Symphony. This ode to joy was a celebration of the ultimate hero, mankind itself, or the good man, as Wagner described it. The work evokes a corporate joy, an expression of optimistic humanism. That's the reason why this symphony and its principal melody has become so universal. Melody became much more important than form for the Romantics. This was the time of the art song, from Schubert to Wolff. Opera came front and center as the expression of many art forms at once in the works of Weber and Wagner. The concerto showcased the soloist, the artist, as hero. Virtuosity was praised. This was the era of Paganini and Franz Liszt. Rhythm blurred with rubato in the hands of Chopin. And the orchestra exploded to more than 120 members for the works of Gustav Mahler. The Romantic movement took hold in Europe at the dawning of the 19th century and remained the dominant influence on musicians and composers for at least 100 years. Find out more about the Romantic period of music history and follow the timeline at vpr.net/classical.